Moreh Rabbeisai, lessons from the late Parshas Bechukosai, Libi B'Mizrach. But at this particular time, I am in Parshas Bahar here in America, despite leading the entire Bahar in a separate minyan on Shabbos. I will, Imirtz Hashem, relate this important message, which relates, of course, to Shavuos, HaBa'alein Latova, and even Lag B'Omer. So certainly it's a message for everyone. I want to dedicate this year for a four for all the Cholim, but specifically to Achena B'nai Yisrael, Baratzeinu HaKadosh, for all of our soldiers, including my son, on the Lebanon border, but those who are protecting us, specifically in Yehuda V'Shomron, the difficulty going through as we, Chmana Litzlan, lost a soldier last week, and we continue to have difficulty with our enemies, Yamach Shamo Mizuchrin, who show their ugly face, La'arogu la'abed, and it's be b'zeicha to eradicate them. In this parasha, we are taught, of course, as we said, about the great brachas that we can have. And one of them is V'nasati mishkani b'toicham. Hashem will place his mishkani, let's call it his sanctuary, among us, and tiga'al, we'll have to understand, nafshi itchem. My nafshi, spirit, let's call it, will not tiga'al, Arch will correctly, as we'll see in a moment, interprets it as the lashon, the root of rejection, tiga'al, to reject. What goes on over here? What is going on over here? So, let's read for a moment the Lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, based on other Pesukim, it seems obvious that the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving us a tremendous bracha and saying that Ein Ruchi Ketzabachem, that my ruach, ruchi, my spirit will not hate you. Kol yilah lashon pleitat davar. It's obvious that the root of ga'al is talking about spewing, casting away, something being absorbed by another substance. Based on the Shmuel Beis, ki shem nigal migan giborim. There seems to be a rejection, if you will. Rashi seems to be saying that at a point there was a rejection, but Hashem will not be disgusted with us. He will not eject us as distasteful. It's interesting to note that the Ramban on this pasuk is astonished by the explanation, which he finds meaningless. And he says, as we reach the Soidus of Roshum Bar Yochai, he said, Sod Mistire Misisre HaTorah. It's the mysteries of the Torah. The Zohar, Talmud Lag B'Omer, let's get ready, draws an analogy with a cherished guest who was invited to take up permanent residence in his friend's home. To convince his host of his commitment, the guest brings along his own bed. And he says, this will be a guarantor that I will not leave. So Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael that I will place my sanctuary among you, my bed is with you. I will never separate. My spirit will not reject you, as our pasuk says. I will not grow tired of you. Rav Monk, in his call to the Torah, learns this idea and says that in the present times,
the guarantee that Hashem has given us is, of course, not the Beis HaMikdash. And on that Makon HaMikdash, oy vavoy, what is happening? We certainly need an Akiva Nechabtanu moment to see the Navi speaking about Shulim Hoichimbo worse than Shulim. But we have our shuls. We have our Bate Midrashers and Bate Kinesios. Hashem's presence will always be with us there. That's the great bracha. And this, the Rabbeinu Bechaya comments that Hashem's soul is not talking about the Shekhinah, because we're talking about the Mikdash. There's a different manifestation that's happening here. Going back once again, this is the Rabbeinu Bechaya now, Al Pi Kabbalah, he explains. We have to understand what's going on over here. What are these psukim trying to teach us? For the Ramban, as we just quoted, it seems to be so bothered by Rashi's Lashon Rashi. He can't understand this, and that's why he has to bring Kabbalah into it. He doesn't understand what it means. Hashem will not reject us if we follow his ways. But let's look further. This Rabbeinu Bechaya continues. And says as follows, that Mufarashamru Bisifri, the Golit Nafshi Idchem, Zes Sila Kashkina Vabakan, Mipnesha Hiskir, Mishkani, who has Shrina in the Starach Lomar, Kishi Hiskir Nafshi Akavon Lamala, Alha Binashi Nafashamidis. The Rabbeinu Bechaya comments and says it's got to mean a lot more than we might have thought. Of this not vomiting, not rejecting us, as Rashi quotes the pasuk in Shmuel. So clearly we need further explanation and understanding from all these great commentaries what is going on over here. And that's where the Netziv comes in. The Netziv, a Mikdover, says beautifully, Afal gav shebechol eis hayoter tova yesh bekirv Yisrael anoshim prateim shemaseim mit orvim. The majority of the Jews are doing the right thing, but there are some that are off. Halavai, we should live in such a time. But we can even talk about our own chevra. We come to shul and people are there to focus on the Ribbono Shalom, to focus on enrichment, and there's a few bad apples that are not there for that reason. We go to a shir, and beautifully, as I just came from the gorgeous events of YU's first Learnerthon, Day of Torah, and it's amazing to see a room of 400 people where, interestingly enough, everybody has earphones listening to different shir, and then there's some people who are just hocking there. Says the Netziv, Bizchus kol Yisrael hashchina bekirvam, v'hare hi Ke'ev ha-shoichin in Bano v'sovil. So the Netziv says, Hashem doesn't reject us. He doesn't deviate from us. It's analogous to a father with a large devoted family. One child is disgusting. He doesn't reject the whole family and say, I'm divorcing the family, I'm leaving. He tolerates it and even keeps a close relationship with that son because maybe he'll come back. Hashem gives a bracha to the people that he won't reject us, even if there are a few sinners among them. Nafshi, nafshi, shachanti b'chem. What a great idea. Rabbi Yeshua Hoffman, I believe his yurtzeit was recently, Talmud of Rabbi Meir of Ein Salvechik, said he heard a shir from Rabbi David Feinstein. And he said, and he deviates a bit from this explanation of the Netziv.
He said that when one grows close to another, he gets to know that person. He gets to know their habits. Right? The Netziv was talking about global B'nai Yisrael. But Rav David is talking about the individual. You have habits, some of which are not so appealing. And as a result, you may distance yourself. Hashem's not that way. He tells us that when we follow his Torah, it becomes so close to us. This is the Rabbeinu Shlom's Torah. And when we're doing something that doesn't really define us, and he's disgusted by it, he won't reject us. Says Rabbi Hoffman, with this explanation of both the Netziv and Rav David Feinstein, it has a tremendous message in our daily lives. The Gemara tells us that we must emulate the ways of Hashem. One of the explanations of the Keli V'Anveyu is we emulate Soloveitchik's famous idea of a Tatmadei. You want Hashem to have Rachmanis on you? Af hu rachum, af ata rachum. We have to be merciful and compassionate if we expect Hashem to have that mercy and compassion upon us. And therefore we learn that Hashem's bestowal of bracha, that he dwells amongst us, he does not cut off the relationship because of a few deviant individuals, nor does he reject us for a singular, particular offensive act we might do. The love that Hashem has for his people moves him to tolerate these deviations. As the Gemara tells us, we have to strive in that similar manner. And maybe it's a spouse. I, of course, have no experience in this, but I'm sure my wife does. Where the habits are just... But you're not going to stay with the spouse because they have a habit. The toilet seat is kept up every single time. Can't close the toothpaste. That's going to... That seems to be something not that doesn't make any sense. Of course you're going to stay with the person. So too the Rabbeinu Shlom tells us. And it's gorgeous puzzle. But you have to come to my shuls. You have to come to my Batei Midrashos. And yes, we have to create situations of learning. And that's, yes, part of Parshas Bahar as well. Chai Achicha Imach is repeated so many times. This concept of Achi, as we say in Eretz Yisrael. Two people can get into a car accident, the guy comes out, he's huge, he was in Magav, and he's going to kill you. And you can come out of the car and give him a hug and say, Achi, Achi, Taiti, no, Beseder. It's an amazing thing. The Rabbeinu Shlom looks at that, he says, how can I reject them? Look what they're doing. Our commitment to the Shemitah year, as the Parsha relates, may not be perfect, but you have so many individuals carrying Hashemitahs that commit themselves not to work their land, and they're not so firm. They're not sitting in kolo the whole day. Super awesome. It's unbelievable. You have to look at the good that's out there. Maybe this is the yesod of why the day of Lag BaOmer is so very special. Because on that day, when we reject Lo Nahagu Kavod Bazeh, when the days are over of Lo Nahagu Kavod Bazeh, and we can now finally focus on days of Kavod, on concentrating on how we're supposed to act to individuals, Rabbeinu Shalom will not reject us if he sees how we act, even if we deviate a bit from the appropriate path. Shum Bar Yochai came to teach the secrets of all secrets of the Torah. Because if it would engage people, until today, this is a growing controversy of how much we should teach of the secrets of the Torah. But ultimately, it shows this grand love that we should have for each and every Jew, for the Rabbonu Shalom, for that idea of not rejecting others just because they may be a little bit different than us. As I mentioned this morning, I had this chus, very impromptu, of joining the Makor, some wonderful, wonderful boys who, young men who are learning in Yeshiva University. And to sit and to teach them a little bit and to see the smiles, despite the interruptions, that's fine. A great Talmud, Yosef Silfen, with such joy. Guys were coming up to me during the event. I remember you just taught us. That's a chelak. As Rabbi Penner said last night, let's bring that. This was just a start. We only had a few weeks to prepare. Now 5,000 people next week. That's the preparation for Matan Torah. This is the time that we're supposed to work on all the mitos. We're supposed to be working on ourselves and saying, you know what, that is an area that I need to accept the Torah with. It's interesting because we work on this so much during Chodesh Elul, but this is the time as well, because if we want to accept the Torah, we have to recognize the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom is always with us. That's of course why next week's Parsha is Bamidbar, read right before Shavuos, reminds us that the Rebbeinu Shalom never rejects us. And he gave the Torah Dafka in a Midbar, not in Eretz Yisrael. Because if he gave it in Eretz Yisrael, we all would have the excuse, what do you want me to do? Sitting in Todwood, New Jersey, this Torah. It's a Chabad house, not so far away in Wayne. Amazing. I remember Mashkichim said for Shabbos he was at a Chabad house, at a Bat Mitzvah, he was the Mashkiach. He says it's just remarkable to see what they do, these Chabad people. People come for Shacharis. 9:30 in the morning, they're not religious. They're not driving. Then they come, they're invited, they suit the Shabbos. And, that's preparing for the Torah. Look at other individuals, how can I bring them in? And myself, how can I work on my own mitos? To accept the Torah anew. As Rav Asif Sechaim, or Chaim Freelander says, every year we're accepting Torah anew, and we gave the Chiddush that that's maybe why we stay up all night. Because it's for me to accept the Torah. And that's why, even if you calculate the hours and you can learn more during the day, this is something miyucha, the night the Torah was given, we commit ourselves as well. And yes, this pasuk is so beautiful because it's talking about the ultimate, the Mikdash, that we so much want. How painful when we come down to the Kotel and see not only Shoymimba, but there's something else there. As we get closer to Yom Yerushalayim, we think about that idea as well. Yes, Har HaBayit B'yadeinu, but not so much. We need that last step. That step of Smichat Gulatenu. We praise the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Medinas Yisrael. Praise the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Mekomos HaKadoshim in 1967, but we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we want more. And maybe that's the whole theme of Shavuos. We want more. This is not enough. The Rebbeinu Shalom sees that and he says, okay, so sometimes they're not exactly, but they want more? They really want more? I have to be close to those people. I'm going to be with them. Shavuos Zeichar, CSBS Gold Tedek, and Heir V'Yamin Amen. Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the great bracha. Each on our own level, without excuses. We're in the Tzina Midbar that the Torah was given. Learn the chelek that we love of Torah. We dedicate ourselves to Rebbeinu Shalom and his Torah. Should be zeicha to accept Shavuos, the simcha of a tu levav, and not see the opposite. Only see brachas, as the Torah will speak about in this week's parsha.